This is Frank Robinson. Now, I'll talk to you about my grandpa and grandma Rob. Now, you got to realize those two died in 36 and 37, I believe. I was only 12 years old. Now, best I can tell you, they used to play dominoes an awful lot. Grandma Rob was a heavy-set woman. She wore long dresses, and I believe they were canvas shoes or sneakers. Grandpa Rob was a skinny little fella, and he used to smoke a pipe and smoke cigars. He used to get me in the corner and smoke his pipe and try to get me to coughing. I was on the milk car a very short time with him. They had an old GMC pickup, and it used to slip out of second gear. And he'd be going up the hill to pedal some milk, and that thing would slip out of second gear, and he'd put that right down to the floor. Never realizing it. Each time he'd do that, time and time again. Well, anyway, that's about the limit of my doings with Grandpa. Now, Grandma was, as I said, a heavy-set woman, and she had a china dish at the end of the cupboard on the in the dining area, and it had a cover on it. You could take the cover off, and she had Canada mints and wintergreens in there, and you could take the cover off and not make too much noise and get your mint or wintergreen, whatever you got hold of, out of there. But to put the cover on without making a noise, you couldn't do it. They always knew when you went in for the Canada mints. I don't know. There's very little I can say about them because, as I said, I was only 10, 11, 12 years old. I do remember a story about Grandpa Rob. In the fall of the year, the State Highway Department men used to go up to the farm and work on putting the corn, the ensilage, the corn into the silo. And this one day, they were up there and they were standing in the barn, and the barn had windows on one side that faced towards the farmhouse. And Grandpa Rob had just come home from the milk cart, and backed the truck up to the back door, took all the milk out, took all the bottles out, piled them in the washroom, and went in and did his duties of this fellow got two quarts and that fellow got two quarts. Had kept an amount in his book. Then he came out. Well, in the meantime, as I recall it, as the story goes, Lawrence, my brother Lawrence, put an auto bomb on the truck. And he always came out after the truck was unloaded and everything else, and driving the car into the truck into the garage. Come out this one day, everybody lined up at the windows watching, and started to pick up, and it went a whistling and made a big bang, and the smoke came out from under the hood. Oh, he ran into the barn, grabbed a couple of pails, and out of the watering trough, two pails of water, went out and threw it all over that pickup. Well, that was quite a joke on him. He liked to play jokes on somebody else, but didn't like to have them played on him. That was a good one. Uh-huh. As I said before, I was not that, I wasn't that old. And I do remember of peddling milk a little bit with him, but it was most of the time was with Uncle Edgar. And they used to play, I know they used to play dominoes an awful lot. And that's about the limit of Graham and Gramp, Rob.